Good morning, church. Wow. Amen. Good morning. Are you excited in the house of the Lord? Amen. As you saw the video, we are gearing up for Mission Month. We have already almost over 200 people have signed up in the month of March. 200 people are going from JB around the world. Isn't that amazing? God, they're going to different places. We have almost 16 over trips that's already been locked up, and people are, you know, going to be sent out for missions. Amen. How many of you know God loves people? Amen. God's going to just move. We believe God's going to move powerfully in our nations and different places as we are going. Amen. Are you okay? Amen. Good morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, good to see you. Is it too comfortable? Some of you are falling asleep already. I haven't preached yet, you fall asleep. Hey, everybody good? Amen. God bless you. So good to see you. How many of you know God has only good thing for us? Amen. God has only good thing for us, and God has only the best thing for us in His mind. Amen. And it's so good to see all of you in our second service. We want to thank you for being part of this service and continue to pray. Pastor, Pastor Rajan sent me some messages. He asked me to convey it to you. He said, if you are married for more than five years, you are actually to sign up for the, what do you call that? Huh? We still do moment that, you know, that renewal of wow. God, I know Pastor Rajan wanted to be part of it. Somebody said marriage has three expressions. Auntie Amy Ding probably will agree with me. Marriage has three expressions. Number one, that you get into engagement ring, and then you get into your wedding ring. And they said, I'm not saying this, okay, I don't think so will happen in my marriage, but they said the third ring is the suffering. Okay, if you are on the third part, God bless you, you need to sign up for this. Amen. May the Lord bless you and your marriage. And if you, I'm just joking, but sign up for this. There's something about coming before the Lord and renewing your vow. This is not a young people event, but this is for everyone. Amen. This is for everyone. Come and you can renew. Talking about suffering, some people are afraid of few things. Sometimes marriage can be. I just see a few things. In my friend's life, in my family's life. When they say my wife is coming, the husband get a bit scared. My wife. Let me ask my wife first. There's such a fear of the Lord in their heart. We talk about wife. But how many of you know? I was thinking this morning. I was just looking at a few things, and I was just looking at the aspect of fear. All right, talking about fear, there's almost 500 world-renowned fear that's available. Don't partner with that, okay? Don't say I want that fear. There's 500. There's a website that dedicated. It's called phobia.list.com. That means don't go, because later you partner with the wrong thing. There's a list of things people are afraid of. Okay, talking about fear. That's not what I'm going to talk about, but let me read some fear that people fear. It's called acrophobia, fear of heights. Different phobias. God forbid, I won't be able to pronounce all that in a while, Crystal. There's so many. One of the fear that I found out that actually there's real in people's life, they say fear of church. I was like, what demon is this? Fear of flood, fear of society, fear of riding in a car, fear of cats, fear of wild animals, I understand that. Fear of flood, I totally say fear of man. There's so many fear people just like, these are the reality of people in the world, right? Fear of alone, I don't know, like there's so many of them, like the list goes, and fear of laughter. Like, people have fear of laughter. People cannot laugh. They're afraid of laughter sometimes. And the fear of frog. I don't know, fear of frog. Fear of forest. Fear of different things, right? There's so many things that the world kind of project fear. But this morning, as I was praying, as I was spending time with the Lord, I feel like the Lord wants us to have only one fear in our life. That's not only fear of your spouse, but the Lord wants us to have the fear of the Lord. There's only one fear that every believer, for us to have is the fear of God. Somebody say fear of God. That's why Ephesians, I'm gonna jump into my sermon this morning. I pray that God will begin to minister to you. Ephesians 5, verse 18 to 21. You know, Paul writes like this, you know, he said, do not be drunk with wine. Please be careful with Chinese New Year. I'm just kidding. I mean, you guys are amazing. In which is this dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for the things, all things to God, the Father, and in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in what? Come on, church, talk to me this morning. In what? Come on, those at the back, say, in what? With the fear of the Lord. All right, there's something about the fear of the Lord that every believer has to have. We have to walk in. It's the fear of God. What is not the fear of God? No, I was just thinking about the fear of the Lord. You know, I grew up in a very spirit-filled Christian holiness movement young man. What does that mean? You cannot watch a movie. You cannot go to theater. You know, Sunday you must go to church and sit right in front. If not, that week you are cursed. Really, I'm not even kidding. All right, so this is the early days, you know, when we, early days, not this church, you know, it was somewhere else. Like, so there was this, so for me, and then I started encountering the Lord. I remember when I was 9, 8 years old or something like that, my first encounter with the Holy Spirit in my room by my 7, when I felt the Lord so real. And I started reading the book of Genesis, and I began to read the book of Exodus. And when I began to read of Exodus, I saw God was so angry. Like, do these guys. And so it was, you know, and I was reading Leviticus and whatever, I developed this conception about God, that when we talk about fear of God, and I always thought the fear of God is it being afraid of God or being terrified of Him. Amen. Like, oh God, I'm so scared. But that's actually a misunderstood a conception or view of God. The fear of God is often misunderstood as the fear that I'm terrified or I'm being afraid of Him. You know, fear of God, the real, I know I'll get to the reward of the fear of God, but this morning, you know, the real meaning of the fear of God is not, you know, the real expression of fear of God. The fear of God doesn't cause you to run away from Him. The fear of God causes Him to draw near to Him. The real essence of fear of God, when we walk in the fear of God, you know, fear of God is like this, and I'll give you some definition of the fear of the Lord just before I just get into the very message this morning. And the fear of God is not something that is so something that we have to be afraid of, but fear of God is simply to love what He loves and to hate what God hates. That's what the fear of God is about. What I'm sensing in my spirit last couple of weeks is, as I talk to different people, is there's something about being, you know, being walking in the fear of the Lord in 2024. There's something about we as a believer actually come back again to a place like, God, I need to walk with You, Lord. I need the fear of the Lord for this whole year, because there's something about the fear of the Lord that we need to catch. And fear of the Lord is simply a life that's yielded to the Lord. A fear of the Lord is just like, you know, awareness unto the Lord. Fear of the Lord is that God is present at the very moment. God is here in my life. That's why Genesis 6 says, Noah found favor in the eye of the Lord, because Noah had such an awareness that God is right here. Whether it's 1,000 people or 100 people, God is right here. I want to look at Exodus 20:20 as a scripture that I want to just start on this morning. Good morning, church. You awake? Yeah. Exodus 20:20 says, you know, verse 19, you know, this is the scripture about the Lord speaking to His people through 10 commandments, and God is giving some order to the people of Israel. All right. If you know the Lord too, if you walk with the Lord too long enough, there's three things that navigate the life of God, you know, to find out how God works, how God speaks, how God does things. Number one, God is a God of order. Everything God created and His heart is always in order. Chaos is from the enemy. Amen. God always bring order. All right. And number two, the way God does, God always reveals His glory. The glory of God is the fullness of God. Glory of God is God as a person revealing Himself. God is God of order. You know, God reveals, you know, Himself through glory. And also finally, God is a God of judgment. He's a justice God. This is a three way that, you know, the way God does His thing, God way, the way that kind of like God's core value kind of thing. The way God speaks, God does things. All right, we're looking at, you know, having that established. I want to look at verse 19. It says, speak to us yourself, we will listen, but not God speak to us or we will die. This is people talking, the Israelite talking to Moses. And verse 20 says, Moses said to people, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, in order that the fear of Him may remain in you, so that you may not sin. So that you may not sin. When we talk about the fear of God, it's so key that we as a believer, like in this season, that we got to walk in the such a fear of the Lord. Number one, because church, you know, the fear of the Lord, how many of you know the fear of the Lord keeps us away from sinning against God? It is the fear of the Lord. That's why Exodus 20:20 say that, Moses wrote like they say, you know, the fear of the Lord is present today so that you might not sin against God. That's a very powerful statement. That's a very key anchoring, you know, thought that, you know, fear of God releases. This is what I understand, that, you know, sin is like this. Sin wants to have you. Sin wants to conquer your mind. Sin wants to conquer your attitude. Sin wants to be part of you. But thanks be to God that through Jesus, sin had lost its power. Amen. Sin has no authority over us, but we are still in the war. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are still in the world. We get things around us. You know, as I know, things around us still very dark. And and the world, the culture of the world, and all these things are going around us. How do we keep ourselves from sin? Is to have the fear of the Lord in our heart. Amen, church. To have the fear of the Lord in our heart. Fear of the Lord keeps us. Proverbs 16:6 says, by the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. It is the fear of God that keeps all of us to avoid the devil, the evil one. And what I'm understanding is this, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, when we ask the Holy Spirit to give us such a fear of the Lord, you begin to inherit, I call this thing, a God attitude towards sin. How many of you, we all have an attitude? Just watch my friends. We all have some kind of attitude towards certain things. But what happens when you have the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord will teach you God's mind, God's heart, and God's attention for your life. Fear of God gives you an attitude. God's attitude become your attitude. You begin to love what God loves. You begin to hate what God hates. You begin to think what God thinks. You begin to inherit the very nature of God when you walk in the fear of God. Amen. Amen, amen, church. Amen. And as we talk about the fear of the Lord, Psalms 86 verse 10 to 12. He says, for you are great and do, come on, you do what? Wondrous deeds, wondrous works, for you alone are God. And then the next verse says, teach me, O Lord, I will walk and live in your truth. Unite my heart to what? To fear your name. We got to ask the Lord to unite our heart to fear His name. If not united, what does that mean? You know, do you know that our heart has the capacity to love things, different things? Our heart has the capacity to love things, different things. But what God is looking for in this generation, what God is looking for in the time, the season such as this, for a man and woman that will love God wholeheartedly. Amen. That will love God not with undivided attention,
not with, you know, with leftover of God, but we will love God fully, as you know, with all our heart, with all our soul and mind, and we will serve God. That's what God is to do. That's a powerful blessing for man and woman who walks in the fear of the Lord. How many of you know that? There's a powerful reward. There's something happens when you and your wife walk in the fear of the Lord. Something is released over you, over your life, when you begin to be realized that my life has to look like God's attitude. My life has to be what God wanted to be. Because that's where your life, you truly live. When you begin to fear the Lord, God will begin to reveal His heart to you. When you know the heart of God, you will find your purpose and your destiny. That's so powerful that, you know, David says, unite my heart, Lord. That my you know, in Amplified Version it said that, my Lord, give me a heart that will be, give me a heart to reverend you, Lord. Give me a heart to consider you so big than anything else. This morning, our heart has to only, you know, have, you know, Jesus as a person that we only worship. Our heart has to become, Lord, I'm so aware of you, God, how big you are, how powerful you are. And I looked at the life of Moses when God introduced Moses, you know, when God introduced himself, you know, to Moses. Isn't that funny that God says, Moses, I am the God of your father, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When God introduced himself to Moses, and Moses began to see the Lord for the first time, he said, I am the great I am. And what I'm getting at is, when you walk in the fear of the Lord, what happens is not only you get to not sin and not to walk in the ways of the Lord. You know, the fear of the Lord will bless you and your children and your children's children. The fear of the Lord releases such a blessing over your life. Amen. The fear of the Lord releases such a blessing over your life. And that's why Proverbs, you know, so many verses I can give you. Psalms under 15, verse 13 and 15 say, He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord increase you, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and the earth. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, church, when we walk in the fear of the Lord, here's my thought. Not only God blesses you, not only you, you know, avoid sin, but God will bless you. Not only God will bless you. One day we will be done on this earth. One day we will begin to, you know, we will be done and we'll be with the Lord. But let me tell you something. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, in the face of the earth, God will visit your children. God will visit your children's children. God will honor your children. God will honor your children's children. And the greatest legacy any man and woman can live, it's not just wealth, but the fear of the Lord to their children. Amen. Oh, come on, if you want to give the Lord a mighty clap. Yes. The Lord blesses you, and there's so many of you here. I know you by years. I know you, you know, some of you for years, and I want you to know, in this church, we do have people who walk in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The fear of the Lord releases, you know, releases this legacy that you cannot count, you cannot see it now, but eternity, time will speak, because God promised, I will bless you and your children. That's the power of walking in the fear of the Lord. Not only God blesses you, church, not only God visits your children. You know, I don't know about you, that, but, you know, many years ago, like not many years ago, I remember in the Bible school that we were talking about living legacy. How many of you know we don't live for ourselves, but we live for the next generation? You know, how many of you know that we just don't live for ourselves, we live for the next generation? That's what the Bible says. One generation will proclaim another generation. You know, the new building is not about us, but the coming generation. You know, so I was in a Bible school and this pastor was preaching on legacy and stuff like that. And suddenly the Lord opened up myself to see a vision. How many of you have seen vision? Dr. Kevin, have you seen vision? Not yet. We'll pray for you. in an open vision like this, like a picture, you know, Auntie Anna, like a picture like this, and I saw myself very old. Like I saw myself very old, and there was kids, like almost, I think about 20 over kids were around me. But then, and I'm sitting there, but I'm seeing this vision. And these little kids and looked at the picture and say, "This is our grandfather." This is our grandfather. I was like, "Oh, I didn't see myself, you know, gray-headed there." But it's as if it's not just for the. It's not like one generation, but I felt like so many generations that were looking at me. Of course, my wife. And they were like, "This is our granddad." Little kids, and you know. In that encounter I was having, I felt like one of the grandkids, great-grandkids said, "You fear the Lord. You walked with God." And as I begin to see this vision, how many of you know God speaks to you like that? God open up your mind and speaks to you things that you have not even met. When I begin to see this, I begin to alter my life, and I always say this myself, I'm not living for myself, I'm living for the generation to come. And what happens is when we walk in the fear of the Lord, one generation will know the Lord. It's a legacy that we leave. Fear of God is not just like, man, I'm afraid of God. Fear of God has everything to do with how you do your life. How do you do your life? It has to do with the fear of the Lord. And there's so many instances, like I have a couple of friends that I talk to. I cannot do these things, guys. It might be good, it might be amazing, but I cannot do because that's what not God has called me to do. The fear of God will refine your life and your calling and the purpose of God over your life. It is the fear of God. When you have the fear of God, you become so purposeful in your life. You know, I pray that you and your children, especially all the uncles and aunties, that your children will have such a fear of the Lord, they will live in the purposes of God. The fear of God gives you purpose. I always say, we're not living for this generation. There's certain things I cannot watch. There's certain things I cannot do. Certain places I cannot do. It's not that I cannot go. It's not that I don't want to do. It's not evil. It's not sinful. But I cannot have an appearance of evil in front of this generation. In front of these people, I cannot even appear. Why? The generation is depending on my leadership. The people are dependent on rising of sons and daughters. My suggestion for you this evening is, I want you to know that when you walk in the fear of the Lord, whether it is in your giving, it's in your serving, how many of you know if the person who really fears the Lord will serve the Lord, you know, wholeheartedly? Whether it's serving the Lord, is giving, or whatsoever capacity God has given to you, I want you to know your blessing will overtake you into your next generation. And the fear of the Lord gives such a protection to for us. How many of you got, you know that, you know, Psalms 115 verse 11 says, "Who you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, He is their help and their shield." Fear of God brings protection over you. Protection over the deception of the enemy. The fear of God is such a thing. You know, Matthew 24 says this powerfully, like in the last days, you know, the enemy will begin to deceive people. If the enemy comes with two horns and say, "I am devil, I'm come to lie to you," it's easy to recognize him. Like some of our friends. No, just kidding. But here's what the enemy, we're living in a generation, church. That's when you need to come to prayer meeting and pray for our city, pray for, because we are living in a generation, you know, it's like, is they're diluting the truth. The truth is being compromised. It's okay. It's okay. It's diluting the truth. We don't know which is deception because everything seems to be good. But I believe God is raising up Calvary Community Church to be a church that will stand for the truth, will stand for the holiness of God, that our life will reflect the fear of God and the holiness of God. If you believe it, say amen. And those who trust in the Lord, you know, fear of God has to do with your trust. He said, all have to do with whether you trust God or not. Fear of the Lord brings such a protection in our life. Proverbs 9 verse 10 to 11 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the knowledge of the one, of the Holy One, is understanding. For by me, with the fear of the Lord and wisdom, your days will be multiplied, and years of your life will be added to you." What do we mean? How many, do you know that when you walk in the fear of the Lord, when you begin to, you know, begin to be a man or woman of the fear of the Lord, that your days are blessed. You know, not only you're blessed, you walk in extended year of the Lord. That means there's a way, a church, look at me. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, right, sickness cannot touch you. Health become your portion. There's such an anointing over your life that your days become so powerful. Doesn't matter time and season, as to obey God and say, we're going to extend their years. Moses walked with God for a long time. There's no such thing as like, oh, you know, it is just, yeah, it happens. No, when you fear the Lord, every part, detail of your life is ordained by God. There is a way that seems right to man, but lead to death. But blessed is the man who trusts God, he shall not be ashamed. When you fear the Lord, every step of your life is ordained, blessed, and you know what? You know, destined by God. Amen. You will not miss a step because you fear God. Amen. And I pray that we will begin to take on this year. We say, Lord, is, you know, we want to walk in a such a way, Lord, that we will fulfill every purposes and destiny, everything you have for us. And if you say, Pastor, I'm too old for this, I pray that you'll pray this over your children. Amen. God, that fear of God prolongs your life. And as a people of God, you know, how many of you know that we need to be a student of God's truth? We need to be a student of God's truth. And for you to be a student of God's truth, you need the fear of the Lord. Because Psalms 25 verse 12 says this, "Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way that he should choose." He should go. "And his soul would dwell in" what? "In prosperity." Not prosperity burger, okay? I mean, that's good too. Like, I haven't tried yet, but... But, you know, and his descendant will what? He will inherit the land. I'm thinking about your descendant will inherit land. For Uncle Francis, it will look like this. My children will buy more property. Oh, it's true. His descendant will inherit the land. His soul will abide in prosperity, and your descendant will inherit the land. What does it look like? When you walk in the fear of the Lord, I personally think, I'm interpreting this, that you will begin to have more houses, more lands. You will begin to become more prosperous because you walk with God. Amen. If you don't want this, then I don't know what to say. Amen. That's why you see, man who walks with God. That's why I really have such a high regard for our Pastor Rajan, who, you know, who couldn't be here because he's not well, he's traveling. I think he said he got wet in the rain. I understand, Pastor. I said, you need a cab or umbrella, you know. You know, Pastor Rajan just traveling, he said not well. You know, I really have a high respect for him because, you know, we work together, agree, sometimes disagree, whatsoever. But when it comes to the things of the Lord, it comes to people, it comes to integrity, we'll always say, let me pray first. He'll always say, let me pray first. No matter how he disagree, when he hears the Lord, when he pray and come for something, he will say, the Lord spoke to me, this is what we're going to do. And this is what I see over his life. God has blessed him so much, not just because he's a pastor or whatever, but he is a man who walks in the fear of the Lord. And there was a pastor that, you know, this is a contact of a pastor, because when you fear the Lord, church, not only the Lord blesses you, with children, what, you know, whatsoever, but I think God wants to give you a greater wealth. God wants to bless you with such an anointing that you will begin to own the businesses in the city. You will begin to own the buildings. You will begin to own those things, because when the righteous men prosper, the city will prosper. Amen. Amen. And I remember this powerful story. A pastor was praying for such an anointing for God to use him powerfully in the area of being healed of cancer. So you've been praying for long years, and there's one day he was preaching somewhere. So he got out from the hotel, and he's, you know, checking out. Let's go quickly, you know, check out. The Lord says, go back to your hotel. And it's like, God, I checked out. Want me to go back? He's like, no, I need to go back to the hotel. And he walks into the hotel, and he goes to the hotel. And the Lord said, the towel that's on your floor, that's on the toilet, you know, on the bathroom, you know, not on the toilet, on the bathroom, take it and put it back. And he was thinking to himself, I paid for the hotel, Lord. My money, and there's a workers to clean it. And I'm supposed to put it back? And the Lord was like, no, I want you to put it back. So he went back, he folded nicely, and he put it back. And he put it back, he walked away, never understood why the Lord asked him to do that. And years later, there was such an anointing over his life and ministry. People were getting saved and cancers being healed. And he went before the Lord and asked, Lord, what happened that actually we have seen increase like this? And the Lord spoke to him and said, remember in that hotel, you obeyed my voice, you feared my voice. In that little thing, you obeyed. Now I find you worthy. I'm going to give you an anointing for the city. What I'm getting at is this, like, that I think fear of the Lord, sometimes we look at it as something just during worship or whatever. No, it's every day of your life, you become sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Every day you become sensitive in the little nudges of God. You know, you become so sensitive with the fear of God, with the voice of God. And you know, the result of you having a fear of the Lord, there's no way you can know the Lord without the fear of the Lord. That's why, you know, fear of the Lord is so powerful. You know, the Psalms 25 verse 12 to 14, Psalms 25 verse 12 to 14, it says, who's the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should go. His soul will dwell in prosperity and descendant will inherit the land. And verse 12 to 14, it says, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. Now, you know, what happens when you begin to walk in the fear of the Lord? You will have a friendship with God. You will have a friendship with God. It's impossible for two married persons to be in a relationship, in a marriage, and not to fear over each other. No, the grace of God sees us through. I don't have to fear God. You know, it's all about what I want. No. There's something about in a relationship. You know, certain time when I talk to Jeff, you know, he will always say, Johnny, let me talk to Crystal first, huh? You know, what does that mean? This guy is scared of his wife. That's the truth. Mic drop truth, you know. It's not afraid of her that you'll get a beating at home or whatever. I hope that's not happening, but I mean, it's okay, guys. Don't, you know, it's a church. It's a safe place. You can be honest with us. I don't know if you're getting beating, but you know, what I sense is any relationship, there must be some healthy fear. Amen. Husband and wife, you know this, there's some kind of like, hey, I need to check with this. I need to check with them. And same thing with you and the Lord. If you want to go deeper with God, how many of you want to go deeper with God in this year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many of you want to know God more? How many of you know that, you know, it takes years, you know, for eternity, we can never, you know, arrive on knowing God. Is such a marvelous truthful in his all beauty. You know, it will take ever and ever and ever to know God. And this all-knowing, all-sufficient, the great I am, who's everything, who's of everything, he's everything and of everything, is choose to have friendship with us. That's the powerful truth of friendship with God. God wants to have friendship with you. That's how you inherit the land, because when you have friendship with God, God will speak to you and you will know exactly what to do and what not to do. The fear of the Lord, actually you begin to grow deeper in friendship with God. My question for you, do you want to get close to God? Do you want to become a friend of God? This year, do you want to have a love relationship with God that's deeper with God? Then ask the Lord to give you the fear of God. Ask God to give the fear of the Lord. The secret of the Lord to those who fear him. And I believe that this year, 2024, is a year For many of us that we have been with the Lord, we know the Lord, but we have to have this hunger, a fresh hunger towards God, saying, God, I know I've been walking with you with all this thing, but I want to get to know you more. That's what the fear of God does. It gets you closer to God. Fear of God gets you closer to God. Fear of God gets you hunger and more of God. Fear of God can keep your heart towards God. That's what the fear of the Lord does in our life. John 14, 23 says, the fear of God helps you to obey God. We are not just called to be a hearer of the word. We are not just called. You know, God, I believe God is taking church like this, that like that Sunday moment, we have, you know, powerful worship and the worship leader is singing in a moment of glory, a moment of, wow, God is here, into a lifestyle of glory. Every moment, everywhere you go, Dr. Kevin, that you will see, you'll feel the nearness of God. You will sense God's anointing over your life. You will sense God's direction. And when you have that, you become a person that will obey the voice of God. That's why John 14, 21 says this. John 14, 21 says that he who loves me will keep his commandment. Jesus answered, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. He will keep my word. One of the greatest expression of man that walks with God is a man that walks in the obedience of God's voice. Walk in the obedience of God's voice. You know, the Bible says, better to obey the Lord than to give sacrifice. All of this sacrifice, we can sacrifice everything, but if you don't obey the voice of the Lord, when we are not walking in tune with what God is saying, then it becomes a dull life. It becomes like a life that's familiar. You know what familiarity? I have been there, I've seen it, it's normal. I know God's word. No, church, that's expression of God. In the book of Revelation, you will see that every angels and everyone will cry out, holy, holy, holy is God. And another scripture says, all the elders will bow down before him. They will lay his crown before him and say, this is holy and holy. And one wise man said this. You know why they bow down all the time? Every time in heaven, every time when God, you know, God reveal himself, or the elders and all the angels see the new part of God. New nature of God, new expression of God is being released in heaven. That's why every time God's being expressed in that place, people begin to kneel down and say, Lord, Lord, we are holy and holy and holy. That's for eternity, we get to know God. Amen. Fear of God will expel this familiarity with God. Fear of God will cause us to worship the Lord. Fear of God will cause our heart to be in tune with what God wants us to do and what God doesn't want us to do. And this morning, as I close this morning, as the worship team comes, and I want to read Psalms 24. Come on, worship team. Let's read Psalms 24. As a closing, verse 24 and verse 3. And the reason why I'm sharing this sermon, I feel the Lord begin to speak to me last couple of days and say, this year the Lord wants to have a greater friendship with each and every one of all his children. God wants to go deeper with him. And 24 verse 3 says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in the holy place? Psalms 24 verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? I want to end by giving us this thought this morning. He who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul to fleshhood, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seeks his face. A true fear of God will cause us to tremble before God. When the Holy Spirit begins to put the fear of God in our heart, when the Holy Spirit begins to give us such an awareness of who he is, a true fear of God will cause us to come before him and tremble before him, saying, God, you are big and I'm small. You are great God. No matter what, God, you are still great. You are still God. And the way to have that is to come and ask God to give us a clean and a pure heart. And this morning, God wants you to take you higher with Him. God wants to have a friendship with you that you have never imagined before. That's deeper. That you get to draw closer to God. And we're gonna end by saying this, you know, that we need a clean hand and a pure heart before the Lord. Blessed are those who pure, they shall see God. We need a clean eyes before God. We need clean lips before God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse our heart. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse our mind. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, would you come, Holy Spirit? Is there any way in my life, is there any place in my life that I need the fear of the Lord, whether it's finance, it's relationship, and asking God to put that fear of God in our life. When you fear God, you will not fear man. When you fear man, you won't fear God. And ask God to desperately say, Lord, restore the fear of the Lord over my life. Maybe you're sitting here, you're walking in the fear of the Lord. Maybe you know how to walk with God. Maybe you can pray for your children. You can pray for the next generation that they will fear the Lord. Why don't you stand to your feet as this morning, as we come close to the service, we're going to ask, take from you one song to worship the Lord. As we worship the Lord this morning, let this presence of God begin to fill our heart. Can we do that? Come on, let's close our eyes and begin to lift our hands to the Lord as a sign of, you know, surrender to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow.
Come on, yes.
The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Come on, let's worship the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Every eye is closed. Let's take a moment to examine our heart before the Lord tonight. Lord, is there a place that I need the fear of the Lord? What you do in the secret is way more important. God is looking for your internal secret heart more than what you do outside. And if there's a place in your life that you need the grace of the Lord to come over you, this morning, let the grace of God see you through. Why don't you pray this together with me? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you into my heart.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Cleanse my heart.
Cleanse my heart.
Let the fear of the Lord.
Let the fear of the Lord.
Be upon me.
Be upon me.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Show me.
Show me.
Your way.
Your way.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Sanctify my heart.
Sanctify my heart.
Make it pure.
Make it pure.
Give me a clean hand.
Give me clean hand.
Give me a pure heart.
Give me a pure heart.
That I may know you, God.
That I may know you, Lord.
That I may know your heart.
That I may know your
Holy
heart.
Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Expel.
Expel.
Every familiarity
towards you.
Give me the fear
to draw near to you, Lord.
And I know
through the blood of Jesus,
I can draw near to you.
I can come closer to you.
Holy Spirit. Come on, everybody say, Holy Spirit.
Come.
Fill me afresh. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's prepare our communion. We're going to take communion. Why don't you take off your communion? We're going to take a few moments. The ushers are coming in to give you the communion. If you don't have the communion cup, just put your hand. They'll come and give you. Thank you, God. Come on, let's worship the Lord.
Holy
are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you now.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Come on, as we declare holy.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Then let the Lord minister to you.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Let's sing it one more time. Holy,
holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
As you're holding the cup and the bread in your hand, let's examine our heart one more time, Lord. We thank you for this cup. Thank you for the blood. Bless this communion, Lord. As we take this communion, Lord, renew our passion and renew our heart for you, God. Let there be such awareness of your presence that the Lord is with me. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Bless our communion, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody say, amen. When the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake the bread this morning as the body of Christ. Let's partake this together. And Jesus took the cup and he said, this is my cup. It's a new covenant of blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Before we take the cup, I want you to know the blood of Jesus gives us access to the very throne room, holy of God. And as we partake the cup, I want you to know that there's a victory in the blood of Jesus. Amen. You get healing, you get deliverance, you get breakthrough because of the blood of Jesus. Let's partake the cup together. As you put your cups down, come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. There's such an anointing of the Lord. If you are with back pain, I sense the Lord is healing your back pain.
Amen.
If you have pain on your knees, the Lord is healing your knees right now. Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Come on, lift your voice and just begin to worship the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. We give you praise and honor. Thank you for your blessing of the Lord over your people. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And may the face of the Lord shine upon you, church. I pray for the favor of God over you this year, this morning. And as you go from this place, that the anointing of the Lord goes with you. In Jesus' name, I declare what you have lost in the last season, the Lord will give you back sevenfold.
Amen.
In terms of health, finance, and family, the Lord will bless you and lift up your head, and God will make you as a crown of honor in your family, in your business, and in your city. Father, we thank you for your people. I declare your blessing over them, Lord. Those who need healing, Lord, we pray for your healing to rest on them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody say, amen. Can we give the Lord a mighty clap?
with this service over.